When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
The Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie, ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers, like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox?
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
This is Take 20 with Maddie and Kenzie Ziegler, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Take 20. Today, we really wanted to kind of share more about our childhood and go down memory lane. And kind of, too, I think people obviously watched us grow up from the age of, like, 6 and 8. But, like, they didn't really know what we were like before.
Right. I feel like I forget the time before.
I feel like we didn't have a life before we were on camera. You know what I'm saying? Like,
except for some reason, I talk about this all the time with my mom. I remember so much from when I was like 3 and 4.
That's so interesting. I really have a hard time remembering.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, maybe because they were positive experiences or what? What do you think?
Some were, some weren't. Like, I remember... Like, I don't remember things from, like, 4 years ago, but I remember things when I was really young. Like,
because they must certain, have, like, a core memory.
Certain memories with, like, our brothers and, like, mom and you and things like that.
That's so cute. Okay, so, what would you say your first memory is?
I have such random ones. Like, I have memories from when I was, I think, first starting preschool. And Maddie would do my hair in the morning. And you were how old?
I was...
Because how old was I? Like, how old was I?
I was probably 5.
Yeah, Maddie 6. Would get me ready for school in the morning. She would do my hair. Mm-hmm. She would pour me cereal.
Yeah.
Because our mom would work in the morning.
Mm-hmm. It's so weird that mom had a like proper job that I know, she went to in so the morning. Weird. I think that is so rare for us to, like, talk about. Just because, like, since we started the show, that was her full-time job. Like,
right.
So interesting.
But, yeah, I remember you pouring me cereal in the morning all the time. Or this one memory when it was my sister, you. It was you we do have other sisters. It was Maddie and then our two brothers, Ryan and Tyler. And we were jumping on the trampoline and... Our brothers are really tall. They've been, they've just always been really tall, so tall for their
They're
age.
Over 6 foot, both of them.
Yeah. And we were jumping on the trampoline and Maddie got like double bounced and flew and Ryan grabbed her foot and pulled her down.
That is crazy. I actually have a lot of core memories. Do you remember? I always talk about this. Me and Kenzie were on the trampoline, and I was getting ready to do a backflip. And
I remember this.
You know? And I was jumping, ready to do a backflip. I remember this so vividly. And I started to go backwards, and I saw that you were behind me, not looking. You were, like, just jumping. And I was like, oh, my God, I'm going to hit her. So I tried to come back up. Mom will tell you this, too. I tried to come back up, and I just tried to reverse my backflip. Like, that doesn't work. And I cracked my sternum. Like, it not, like, cracked it. Like,
oh, I was like, wait, what?
Like, it cracked. Like, a back crack. And I just remember on the floor screaming. On the trampoline, and Mom ran out. And it was just, that was it. But I was like, oh, my gosh, I'm going to backflip onto your head.
I'm like,
you're like jumping. So excited. I also remember we had a few Yorkies when we were little. They're such
random dogs.
Yeah, that
was always our dog. I know. We always had a new one.
We had a dog named Gucci. We didn't name her. That was what the breeder, like.
I'm sure Mom named her.
No, that was what she was named.
Oh.
And Kenzie, this is probably not good, but you know when you're little, you don't really like. Kenzie used to put her in, like, strollers, and we had this little shopping cart, like, that we'd put our dolls in and stuff, and, like, play grocery store, and Kenzie would put Gucci in.
And remember the one time I forgot that she was in there, and she slept in there, and, oh.
Kenzie.
I was four. I was, like, 4 years old, and yeah. Whatever.
Oh, my. I just love the best story. Continue.
Or the time where we were at the golf course.
Oh.
And she, like, rolled down a hill or something and broke her arm.
Yeah. I jumped off of a log or something and I rolled down the hill and I split my arm on a rock. And I remember I, like, was so excited to get a cast. I was like, I'm going to be the coolest girl ever. I got a pink cast. I was so happy. And then I got home and Mom said she found me. First of all, she found me with scissors trying to cut it off by myself. And then she found me later that day. Charging at the wall trying to break it off because I was so sad. Once you have a cast on, it is not fun.
I've never broken a bone.
Knock on wood. It's not fun. Having a cast is like, it's
cute. How
do you
even remember?
Like, I thought it was cute at first. I'm like, I got a pink cast. But it's not fun. Also, this is probably the funniest story between us. Well, we have so many, but Kenzie and I were making friendship bracelets earlier in the day. And like with our mom. And later that night, we were crawling under the table, and I said, Kenzie, don't try this. And I took a bead, and I put it in my nose because I thought it was going to look like a nose ring or something. And I put it in my nose, and then I started crying, and I was going, sniffing. And I kept sniffing the bead higher and higher in my nose, and I had it stuck up. Like, I had a little charm up in my nose. And I thought I was being the cool sister. I'm like, Kenzie, watch this, but don't try it. And then, obviously, I had to tell Mom, and, like, do you remember that? Like,
I remember parts of it. I remember you sneezed, and it came out.
I sneezed, and it flew out. But my mom was about to take me to the emergency, I think, or something. Like,
she was on the phone with Aunt Naya, I remember.
Yeah, it was so funny.
We have some. Maddie was, like, a rebel, because remember you, like, got a noodle stuck in your throat.
Oh, my gosh. I have so many stupid stories. This is an ongoing joke with our stepdad, Greg. Like, every time we eat
Chinese food,
he's like, oh, be careful of the noodle.
Or like, one time I got...
Because I slurped. You know when you're little? So I feel like people do it all the time, and you slurp a noodle down, and I got it caught in my throat, and I stuck. This is so graphic. Should I not say that?
Maybe not. She just pulled it out, basically.
I stuck my hand down my throat and pulled it out.
Oh, you just said the full thing.
Yeah,
all right.
I mean, whatever.
Graphic.
Sorry.
Terrible.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun memories, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I think, like, also, our mom used to make us wear matching outfits.
Mm-hmm. Which, by the way, the photos are so cute.
Oh, my gosh. Now, looking back, I'm like, oh, that was adorable.
Right.
That was so cute. But apparently, when I was, like, three or four, I told Mom, Mommy, no more matching or something. Like, I was over it.
And so then we would do, like, color-coordinated outfits.
Or, like, I would wear the top to a set and you'd wear the bottom.
Right.
Like, she just couldn't get over it.
Remember, I would scream in my crib and I'd go, Mommy, Daddy, anybody?
I think that is so
Or I'd sing, like, Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star because I was bored and, like, no one would come hang out with me.
Yeah,
cute. I had a really traumatic story with my crib and my diapers.
Oh my god, this is the best story of all time, and then we'll stop talking
about
our story.
I wish mom could tell this story because it's so funny.
She tells it funny.
I've been just a scaredy cat from day one. Like, honestly, I couldn't sleep alone. Also, Kenzie and I didn't sleep alone. We had our own rooms in every house because we had to move houses like every few years because our parents divorcing and everything. But we like always had separate rooms, but we slept together until we were like 12.
It was always in your room.
Yeah, always. Till we were like 12.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I was in my crib and my mom one night heard me jump out of my crib and she heard footsteps running down the hall and I ran in and I was like, you know, wanted to sleep with them.
No, you said change me, didn't you?
No, that wasn't yet.
Oh, that's not yet. Sorry, I ruined the story.
So I jumped out and then she was like, oh no. So she put me in the crib again. And then what I would do is I would take my diaper off and jump out and run and say, I need change. Like, I would just tell her.
Or the zipper?
And, yeah, so then she was like, okay, I'm going to put her diaper on backwards. Like, funny enough, I was able to take it off. So she duct taped my diaper on me because she was asking other moms, what do I do? And she was like, oh, my kids do this. You just have to duct tape it. And then she was like, but she keeps jumping out of the thing. So she put one of those little nets over my, like, crib. And my mom, she was like, I'll never forget. It was so silent. And I just, from down the hall, I hear, like, I unzipped from underneath. She's like, I heard you unzip the whole thing. And you just jumped out and ran.
How did you jump out of your
crib? I don't know. I was so, like, parkour. Like, so,
just
yeah.
Plop.
So then that was probably my issue of why I couldn't sleep by myself till I was 12. Because, mm-hmm. like, eventually mom was like, nothing worked. He would not sleep in
right.
the crib.
So we both slept with mom,
and our dad would sleep on the couch normally. Mm-hmm. We would like kick him out. We'd like go into bed and sleep with mom.
Yeah, in that big bed.
Yeah, I remember that so vividly
with like a weird quilt.
Yeah.
You remember that?
Yeah, it was like brown.
Yeah, it was
and, like
shiny. Ew, that's so weird. I'm like thinking about that.
I know.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news, with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts, as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
How do you think, like, when we first started going to dance together, like, we kind of split off because we were in different groups.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like even we were dancing at that studio, but way before, like, before the show came.
Mm-hmm.
How was that? Like, was it weird for you to be like, I know my sister's in the other room, but, like, dancing?
No, because we would have acro together.
Oh, yeah.
When we were older. But when we were younger, it was kind of just like, see you after dance. Like, we didn't talk.
School too.
We didn't talk. We didn't.
That's so true.
We didn't do anything. Like, I felt like I was in my own world.
True. Also with school too, because Kenzie and I, obviously, I was so interested too, because we both had to become homeschooled, and I was in going to my fifth grade year, and Kenzie was going into her fourth.
Mm-hmm.
Like, think about it. If we stayed in school and you were in fifth grade, I would have left school and went to sixth grade at the middle school.
I would have hated that.
That would have been so weird, because even though we were in different classes, I feel like we first of all, we always, like, went together, and we would always sit in the lobby together before.
Or you would get me from my classroom. If we had to leave early, you would come to my classroom.
Yeah.
And we would leave together. Or when, like, parent pickup, we would be together. So I would feel so, I think I'd be, like, scared.
Totally.
If I was by myself.
I mean, even though you were younger, I think I'd feel the same way, mm-hmm. too. It was nice knowing that, like, okay, we go to school together, we do our classes, and at the end of the day, like, we leave together,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yeah.
It was kind of like a buddy-buddy system.
Right. That was fun, though.
That was really fun. I loved, like, elementary school.
I loved school.
Kenzie had such a good, you loved your teachers. I loved mine, too.
There was one teacher that I did not like, but every other teacher was
she, like,
wouldn't
let you go to the bathroom or something during class.
I peed in class. I literally peed my pants in class.
I peed my pants multiple times at dance because our dance teacher wouldn't let us go to the bathroom. Like, literally
so bad.
Was
it your
bad.
Ballet teacher?
No, it was...
Oh.
You had... Remember your one teacher that would do headstands?
Oh, my gosh. My first grade teacher. It was because we... So, Maddie and I went to a different school in preschool, kindergarten, and first grade.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the middle of first grade, for me, we switched schools, and I
How
got,
weird that we were, like, the new kids at the school.
Right? In, like, the middle of the year. It was, yeah. like, the weirdest thing. And my first impression of my first grade teacher was anytime the whole class would get, like, 100%, because, you know, in first grade, it's not A's. She would do handstands, and
That's
I was
so
like,
cute.
Oh, my gosh, this is my mother. I was like, this is my mother
That's
and a teacher.
That's how mom would be if she was a school teacher.
100%. But I had so much fun. Like, I made so many friends in first grade.
You had such a little group of, like, Kenzie was, like, the popular girl. Like, everyone was her friend.
Which is so funny because, so my best friend in second grade and third grade, she's now my neighbor in Pittsburgh.
And when we lived in Pittsburgh, you guys became best friends again.
Yeah, she would tattletale on me every day, but, like,
That's
I loved
so
her because I never took anything to heart when I was that young.
Of course.
But she came to my house when we first moved there in Pittsburgh when we, like, built our house at home. She came over and was like, hey, do you want to come hang out? And I got so scared, and I was like, no.
That's so funny.
But then we hung out the next day, and she's cool.
Also, Kenzie was the type of girl, even though she was, like, the popular one in her class or, like, in school, she, even at dance, I think we talked about this, she would give away all of her food, she would give away her gifts, her snacks. Like
American Girl doll.
She gave away her American Girl doll, and if you guys know, American Girl dolls are $100.
Just for the doll.
Just for a doll, not even including the accessories and outfits and whatever. So, She was so generous. You still are. You're still the same way. But, like, when you were younger, you were like Oprah. You were like, you get a car. You get a car. Like, literally.
I would ask my stepdad for, like, $21 bills. Uh-huh. So all of my friends and I could go to the vending machines. And I would come back and be like, I have no more money. Can I have more? And he'd be like, I just gave you $20 of ones, like, four snacks that are $3. And I was like, yeah, but I didn't give them to my other friends.
That's so cute.
But you're also that way, too. You're still, we're both still that way.
I think, too, also, like, even when we started the show, like, you in the first and second season is the cutest thing ever because
I was just like,
she had, like, no teeth. She lost her, like, teeth. And then she had, like, pigtails and her hair was, like, so long.
Mm-hmm.
They were always lopsided.
At the end of the day, it was always like.
Yeah. And they were, you just were so cute. And you said the funniest things, like, when you were crying, you're like, I'm just emotional, okay? Like, it's just, it's so funny, like, how kids, you know, you just speak what's on your mind and you don't, like, sugarcoat anything.
Mm-hmm.
That was, like, the epitome. Like, you just literally embodied how you were feeling at all times and always shared how you're feeling. My favorite is, like, you being told, if he asks if you can sing, say yes. And you're like, okay. She's like, if she asks you to sing, what do you say? Yes. Blah, blah, blah. You get in the audition. He's like, so do you want to sing? And you're like, no. Like, you even knew how to manipulate our teacher. You were like, yes, of course. Like, at six, then you get in the room, you're like, no, I don't sing. Like, I just think it's so funny. You were so smart and had such a strong idea at such a young age. And it was so cute.
And Maddie at dance was always like, even if she's hurt or sick or anything, she was like, I'm going to dance.
Yeah.
And always. I would, like, fake an injury every day. Yeah. So I didn't dance. But
when you had a boot on your foot?
No, that was real. That was actually real.
But, like, you made it a little bit worse than it actually was, right?
No. The time I had a full-on boot, that was actually, like, terrible. But one time, I went to the doctor's because I hurt my foot, but it wasn't, like, a bad thing. Like, and my mom took me to the doctor's that day, and he examined my foot, and he goes, oh, you have a sprained ankle. And I was like, wait. I have a sprained ankle.
Really?
Like, this is really weird. But I actually had a sprained ankle, and I was just like, oh, I just faked this injury. But it's because my ankles are still messed up to this day. So, like,
that's how
they were
always, too.
Yeah, because you also have, what is it called?
Well, that's in my knees. I have Oshkosh-Lauter's disease. But then I had tendonitis in my left foot twice. Like, it came back.
Right.
And then I sprained it once. Yeah. My left foot is so weak. Like, it just stays that way. I think as a dancer, too, even though it's probably not the best thing, like, you're taught to just keep going even when you kind of have something off in your body.
Mm-hmm.
So now I feel like I'm especially dealing with, like, kind of the consequences of if you don't take care of your body super intensely when you're younger, obviously you're going to have after effects, like, when you're older. And now I'm like, oh my gosh, my body is, like, going through it a little bit. Yeah.
Another thing that I think is so funny that I really, really remember was when Vine was a thing.
Uh-huh.
Oh, Maddie, my gosh. Maddie was really, really into Vine.
So were, like, you.
Not as much, though. Maddie and some of the other girls on the mm-hmm. show, they would make full-on skits.
Yeah.
And they would, like, go viral. Like, they were so funny.
So funny.
And Maddie's just always been so funny. Her humor is so good. But, like, her vines, if you just look up a compilation on YouTube, they're the best.
The stickers on my face. Like, all the random ones. We did such random things.
In school.
Oh my god, always.
Our teachers would, like, we'd be like, can we just make a Vine? And they're like, sure.
How funny that was, like, not even, like, Instagram or anything. We were just like, Vine.
We would post Instagram photos. Like, we would literally just take a photo.
We would take a selfie one time, take one take, and then.
Well, because you would take it on
Instagram. The Instagram app, and then you would put, like, one of the filters, like, I'd put, like, sepia or whatever it's called, and then just post it.
Yeah.
So funny.
Oh, I archived a lot of my old photos.
I thought about that yesterday. I was like, should I start archiving all of my, like, even ones that are, like, in the past year that I just don't like?
Well, that's what it was. I archived a lot from, like, 3 years ago because I was like, these are so embarrassing.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I kept, like, my first Instagram photo.
I'm going to keep all of those.
Do you remember your first Instagram photo that you posted? What is it?
It's a selfie of me in bed and it says, goodnight, world. Oh, no, it says, goodnight, everyone. And it's a photo of me, like, smiling. You can barely see me because I'm in the dark. And, like, the quality is so bad. What's yours?
My first... This is so embarrassing. My first Instagram photo, it was... We were watching Nickelodeon or something on TV.
Okay.
And you know how Nickelodeon would always have, like, those skits or something. There was this one skit. There was this one guy dressed as Katy Perry. And he had, you know how Katy Perry has, like, the cupcake boobs?
Yeah,
and,
like, she had, like, whipped cream.
And the, and the whipped cream would shoot out of him. It was a guy in a Katy Perry outfit with the cupcake boobs.
Yeah.
With something shooting out of his boobs. And
what did you say?
And I said, like, the real Katy Perry with, like, a bunch of emojis. I deleted that, though, because...
Did you think it was, like, do you think funniest, you were being, like, funny?
I thought it was the funniest thing ever. I just remember...
That is hilarious. At the time, it probably was funny.
Right.
That is hilarious.
We thought we were so funny.
We really did. It's so nice that we have each other, too, to remind each other of, like, the memories we've had. And
of course.
I don't know. As long as, even though we had, like, a bit of a stressful upbringing with, like, the show, we also had some really great memories.
For sure. Even on, like, the off, when we weren't filming, was the most fun.
Totally.
Yeah.
But thank you guys so much for listening to this episode. This was so fun to, like, go down memory.
I know. It's so weird. Like, a lot of things
are starting to, like, surface again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Have a good day. Or night, or morning.
Wherever you are.
Thanks so much for taking 20 with us. If you had fun, please give us 5 stars.
You can follow us on Instagram at Take20Podcast.
Email us at take20@iheartradio.com.
Or you can call us at 844-4-TAKE-20.
See you next time.
Bye.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit nfl.com/schedule-release to learn more.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.